Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. Zephaniah 1, 1 to 9. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, during the reign of Josias of Ammon, king of Judah. Judgment on the whole earth in the day of the Lord. I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away both man and beast. I will sweep away the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, and the idols that cause the wicked to stumble. When I destroy all mankind on the face of the earth, declares the Lord, I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place, the very names of the idolatrous priests, those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swear by Molech, those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited. On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit. My theme for reflection is when silence speaks, a call to humility and hope. When silence speaks, a call to humility and hope. As we turn to Zephaniah 1, we step into a moment of solemnity. The prophet's words begin with a command that may feel unsettling. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. This is not the gentle silence of a peaceful morning. It is a silence heavy with awe, reverence, and even dread. Zephaniah's message brings the weight of God's impending judgment, which is both imminent and severe, like a storm gathering on a deceptively calm horizon. We may be tempted to recoil at this intensity, to wonder why the God of grace speaks in such dire terms. And yet, it is in this silence, in the stark language of judgment, that a deeper truth emerges. A truth that echoes through the ages and speaks to us even now. In this prophetic scene, Zephaniah describes the day of the Lord as a time when God himself will act decisively, confronting the corruption, idolatry, and moral decay of his people. It is a call to accountability, a reminder that the Creator of all will not ignore the brokenness and injustice of the world. Zephaniah tells of a God who is not indifferent or distant, but is profoundly moved by humanity's choices, who refuses to let sin go unanswered. This theme might feel foreign to our modern ears, accustomed to images of a gentle and comforting God. Yet, when we look at the words of Jesus, we see a similar urgency and gravity. Jesus too called for repentance, reminding us that the kingdom of God was near and that we needed to prepare our hearts. He confronted hypocrisy, cleansed the temple, and spoke harsh words to those who led people astray. Just as Zephaniah warned of a coming reckoning, Jesus warned that the time to choose God was now. But Zephaniah's message is not the end of the story. If we pause and listen closely, beneath the thunder of judgment, we can hear a whisper of hope. In calling his people to silence, God is creating space, a silence that invites us to recognize our need for him. And in that recognition, there is a way forward. Zephaniah later urges, "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who do his commands." This call to humility is where judgment gives way to grace. God's judgment is not meant to destroy, but to purify, to turn us back toward him with new understanding and humility. In the New Testament, we see this hope embodied in Jesus Christ, who in a stunning act of love takes on the judgment we deserved. As the judge judged in our place, he transforms the fearsome day of the Lord into a redemptive moment, bearing the weight of our sins and opening a path to reconciliation. Through Christ's sacrifice, we find that the day of the Lord is not just a day of fear, but a day of renewal, a chance to start again. For those who come humbly, who recognize their need for grace, the silence before God becomes not a sentence of doom, but a doorway of mercy. My dear friends, today, Zephaniah's call to silence and humility challenges us to confront the aspects of our lives and society that fall short of God's goodness. In our often self-centered world, the concept of humbling ourselves before a holy God can feel uncomfortable or even foreign. But this passage reminds us of the need to pause, to acknowledge our limits and to recognize God's rightful place as judge and redeemer. Just as the people of Judah were called to let go of their illusions of self-sufficiency, we too are invited to release our grip on control and allow God to purify our hearts. Zephaniah's message reminds us that there is beauty in surrender, strength in humility, and hope in God's justice. It invites us to live not in fear of judgment, but in the freedom that comes from honest self-reflection and a faith placed fully in Christ's redeeming work. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you being called to be silent before God, surrendering control and recognizing your need for his grace? Number two, how might embracing humility and seeking God's guidance help you navigate the challenges and uncertainties of today's world? Holy and righteous God, we come before you in humility and awe, acknowledging your power and our need for your grace. Help us to be silent before you, to set aside our pride and self-reliance, and to seek you with open hearts. Just as Zephaniah called your people to turn back to you, call us now, that we might find refuge in your mercy and hope in your promise. May the spirit of repentance and renewal guide our lives, and may we cling to the cross of Christ, who took our judgment upon himself. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.